All right, let's do some updates here. First off, obviously, if you saw the thumbnail, right now there's rumblings, there's smoke, and people are saying that there's like a civil war of types within the Democrat Party right now. There's a shrinking camp that still says Joe's the way to go because he won the primary and the money they have can only be used on the Biden-Harris ticket. And there's an increasing amount of legislators federally who have come out and said, you know what, Joe, it's obvious you're not the right person for the job. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, the list is growing. And now the word is that the person who is right now preparing to run for president knows that they can't do it unless they can strong arm Joe to quit. And again, like I reported a couple days ago, word is that that is in process. It's been reported that his speech is already written, and it may even happen today. We'll see if that happens. But Hillary Clinton is the person that the deep state, the ultra left have decided they're going to put their cart behind. That would be horrible, right? The evil emperor, the warmonger, Hillary Clinton, is looking for another shot at being the most powerful person in the world. Also, I said I would give you an update on the Secret Service. There's a lot of stuff going on. First off, tomorrow, Monday at 10 a.m., Kimberly Cheadle will be before the House Oversight Committee, and they'll be grilling her on what happened last Saturday at the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. I will be covering that live. If you want to watch her get grilled and what her responses are, then subscribe to the channel down below. Turn the bell notification on to all notifications. This is all free. You'll be notified when I go live, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tomorrow, Monday. I'll have that live. So join me and let's see what she says on the topic of the Secret Service. Jesse Waters interviewed Trump and Vance, and the interview is going to air tomorrow, but there's some clips that they put out on Fox News that I think are interesting and telling. Check it out. Watch these two clips, and we'll be right back.
The FBI is doing an investigation on the assassination attempt. Do you trust the Bureau?
I don't trust the Bureau leadership, but I certainly think there are a lot of good field agents, guys on the ground. But what the hell was going on? How was that guy ever allowed to be there in the first place? Because I think somebody, whether it's higher up or somebody else involved, really did screw up.
There's some things going on with our government that we have to really worry about. Did we have enough people? Why didn't we have enough people? Somebody said that a lot of people were put on Biden's detail. The problem is Biden doesn't draw anybody. He draws flies.
Mistakes were made. They were monitoring this guy for an hour beforehand.
Yeah.
No one told you not to take the stage?
No, nobody mentioned it. Nobody said there was a problem. And I would have waited for 15. They could have said, let's wait for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, something. Nobody said, I think that was a mistake. How did somebody get on that roof? And why wasn't he reported? Because people saw that he was on the roof. I mean, you had Trumpers screaming, the woman in the red shirt. She was screaming, there's a man on the roof. And then other people said, there's a man on the roof who's got a gun. And that was quite a bit before I walked onto the stage. So you would have thought somebody would have done something about it.
So J.D. Vance says, you know what, the leadership is messed up. And Trump said, hey, they didn't even tell me that there was a shooter and that I was at risk. How incompetent of a call that was to say, you know what, we know that there's a guy with a gun, we're not going to tell him to stand by, we're just going to allow things to happen. Allow might be the key word there. Regarding that information that's coming out from the whistleblowers, we got a couple statements to show you. This one is from Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, you know, the boob who's the head, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. He said, in the days following the attempted assassination of former President Trump, some people have made public statements questioning the presence of women in law enforcement, including in the United States Secret Service. these assertions are baseless and insulting. Every single day, in communities big and small across our great country, women are serving in federal, state, local, tribal, territorial, and campus law enforcement. They are highly trained and skilled professionals who risk their lives on the front lines for the safety and security of others. They are brave and selfless patriots who deserve our gratitude and respect. We, in the United States Department of Homeland Security, the largest law enforcement organization in the federal government, will, with great pride, focus, and devotion to our mission, continue to recruit, retain, and elevate women in our law enforcement ranks. Our department will be the better for it, and our country more secure. Yeah, you know, people aren't questioning women in law enforcement because there are some solid women that do phenomenal work. My friend, the Secret Service, I would go to war with her. But there are some women and some men who should not be on the job because they don't have the strength to do it. They don't have the intestinal fortitude to do it. And like I said, on the day of the attempt on Donald Trump, it appears as though at least 2.5 of the women we saw bouncing back and forth didn't respond to their training. They looked like they panicked. People are questioning that. You cannot have panic when one of the highest ranked or the most powerful principals, dignitaries, people they're supposed to protect, have people panicking on their detail. We also know, thanks to Dan Bongino, that Trump's detail had asked several times of the Secret Service for more personnel, magnetometers, and more snipers. And they were rebuffed every time. And the Secret Service has come out and lied and said, nope, that's not true. But Dan Bongino, who used to work in the Secret Service, still has a lot of friends in the Secret Service, is getting the actual word. And they've requested that multiple times. Here's another statement by the Secret Service that came out yesterday. The Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will testify before the House Committee on Oversight on Monday. The Secret Service is fully accountable for the safety of its protectees. We are committed to better understanding what happened before, during, and after the assassination attempt of former President Trump to ensure it never happens again. That includes complete cooperation with Congress, the FBI, and other relevant investigations. That's Anthony Guglielmi, the Chief of Communications for the United States Secret Service. Now, there's also some rumbling that there, and I haven't seen enough information on this for me to say, yes, this is actually factual, but there's some rumblings about a potential person on the water tower. Some believe that it was a second shooter. Some believe that it might have been a Secret Service agent. We honestly do not know. And there's also some rumblings about another shooter as far as audio being analyzed. Again, none of that's just kind of hearsay right now, but we'll see what happens as tomorrow she gets grilled and more facts continue to come out. The best part about this information overload we're getting is that the whistleblowers within the Secret Service are coming forward and giving senators and Congress members information that they probably wouldn't get otherwise. And then Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, was on scene yesterday in Butler, that was Massachusetts that came out right there. You know, it was Pak the Khan, Harvard Yard. He was in Butler, Pennsylvania. And the FBI tried to throw him out. They tried to remove him from the premises. when there's smoke, there's fire. Let me know what you guys and gals think. Hillary Clinton, let me know what you think about that. The audio and video from Trump and J.D. Vance about what Jesse Waters had asked them. And finally, will you join me here tomorrow for the live stream where Kimberly Cheadle, the director of the United States Secret Service, will be grilled by the House Oversight Committee. Let me know what you think down below. And until we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. Have a great one, y'all. Take care.